See, no Taco Bell for you.
Okay. Live from the north side of Racine, Wisconsin, it's That Podcast again. Hey. Guys, games, and beer!
Just like
I miss the shots.
You always miss the shots.
Today we got Liz with Lone Wolf Games. She's going to be talking about Realmworks with us. That was really good, wasn't
Realmworks.
It?
Realmworks.
Yeah, you barely stumbled at all.
I didn't butcher it.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you got to explain it, it's like explaining a joke. You lose the effect.
Man, that was really... Aww.
Thank you, Mr. Overexplain.
Oh, wait, I forgot this one part. So, oh, shit.
We've started the show like that before.
Oh, yeah.
So, Liz, why don't you tell us a little bit about Realmworks? Just the 101 to start with.
Yeah, for sure. So, Realmworks is a game system neutral campaign management tool for any role-playing game that you can imagine. So, of course, there are role-playing games that I think when people hear RPGs, they automatically think of them. Big publishers, probably D&D, Pathfinder's up there, maybe Fate Core, or some other growing RPGs. But what's great about Realmworks is that it works for anything, even maybe the RPG that you've created for yourself, for your group. It will handle that. It's really awesome in that it's a little bit like a wiki application, except it goes beyond a wiki application, so it can work offline. It has automatic linking, so if you've ever used a wiki to try to manage your game system before, there are some awkward, issues that you can run into in terms of having to manually link everything, and also having to remember all of the stuff you need to link, and Realmworks does it for you. There's also some really cool things about sharing images with your players, maps, revealing parts of your maps to your players as they travel through a dungeon or through your world, and sharing things like family plot diagrams, relationship diagrams. It's really all about connecting your players to your world. So that's the 101, not really going into the specifics description of Realmworks.
I saw right off the bat, I mean, it looked like some of the screenshots and some of the videos that people have done. There's some really, really cool tools for building very specific worlds. And like I've used smaller tools to kind of help enhance a D&D campaign, but I've never ever really built one around a set of online tools or even offline PC related tools, just because it can get a little clunky and cumbersome. So having all those tools can be in one place can be really, really handy. I really did like that kind of like mapping generator where you can kind of like map kingdoms together or like lineages of people, everything. I saw some of the screenshots. I thought it was really cool that you could kind of generate, like right off the bat, you could like generate like populations and things, which I thought was really sweet. Just kind of flesh out from there. How do you kind of import for, like, say if you have like a set game of rules? So, for example, I mean, you use the big one, Dungeons and Dragons. Like, how do you bring in those rules? Do you like download a pack that kind of uses that as a guideline when you're creating your stuff, or like how do you switch system to system within the within Realmworks?
So what's great about Realmworks is that you don't actually need to have the rules in order to use Realmworks for your game.
Okay.
So some things would be nice for you to have, maybe if you're writing up the encounter that your characters are going to run into, and you want to have write out the armor class for the big bad. So it might be nice for you to have a quick reference for armor class, but you don't need to have it. So what we want to do is actually work with publishers in order for them to make, since you use this word, I'll use it as well, data packs, to basically sell their rules, since we know it could be helpful for people, but not necessary for people to use in Realmworks. Of course, we need to get all of those publishers on board, and we do have some publishers already. We already have agreements with them in place in order to sell their content with us in the future, and we're in talk with other publishers. We are in talks with Paizo for Pathfinder stuff, but we don't have anything to announce on that yet. If we do, we'll be sharing that far and wide, because a lot of Pathfinder users know our work with Hero Lab and are really hoping to see their stuff in Realmworks as well. But you do not need to have the rules in order to use Realmworks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, is this kind of more of a... would you see it expanding, or even, it could be both ways. Could it be in a, like a more in a way to supplement a campaign that gets together? Because I mean, like I can definitely see like some of the map tools, revealing tools, things like that. How does it kind of play into like the online component where people aren't physically together in one room?
Yeah. So the main purpose, or the main focus for the developers was enhancing the experience at the table. So a lot of our features right now are for players to be more immersed in the story when their GM is in the same room as them. We do think that there are going to be some of our features that could be leveraged by people using online games in the future. And in fact, people have been able to use what we have now, actually via something like this, with Skype, to share their window with players across the internet. We are going to have a player edition version of Realmworks, which is going to be coming out in the next month or so, which will allow players to actually see information that their GM has shared with them via their own version of Realmworks. And it's going to have all of the same great features that the GM version has, like full text searching, user notes. In the future, they're going to even have journals. So that could be something that if you're playing over the internet, they'd be able to actually reference in between game sessions. It's not a virtual tabletop. Let's just get that out there right now. We love virtual tabletops. We have a lot of great partnerships with companies that create virtual tabletops. So we said, okay, let them do their thing. They do it well. We're going to have Realmworks complement virtual tabletops rather than trying to compete with them. So hopefully that explains a little bit about how it could work with online gaming.
What, you know, when I was looking at it, it almost looked like, and we're all kind of IT geeks here, so it kind of almost looked like a project management for storytelling.
That's what I was thinking.
That is what it looks like.
You know, with timelines and how there's like a critical path, a critical story path, but then there's sort of side shoots that you can, and then you can, it looked like then you can sort of attach like, okay, if you take this side story, it'll come back in over here. You know,
and you can even come up with backstories for the individual NPCs, which I thought was pretty cool.
But yeah, and so I thought, oh man, that's neat. But why would someone think to create such a thing? And I guess so. I was thinking, what's the genesis of who had the idea to have sort of a project management thing for developing for a GM, you know?
That's a great question, and I'm going to say right now, the reason we don't say project management is that just not great marketing language.
It definitely sounds like work.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
There might be some grognards that disagree with that, but
I don't know. Yeah. EVE Online players are pretty into that sort of thing.
That's true. You could be very big with the EVE crowd.
Yeah. Adam, if you're watching, I'm talking to you, sir.
Yes.
So that it's actually a really interesting story. So our company, we have two other products out there that are very popular in the tabletop gaming crowd. We have Hero Lab, which is our character sheet generator, and Army Builder, which is specifically for war games like Warhammer, 40K, Fantasy, War Machine, fun games like that. We have some great community members that put together all of those games within Army Builder. And our company owner, sole owner and founder, Rob, founded Lone Wolf Development 25 years ago now. We're a pretty old company, and he actually thought of Realmworks back then. He was a gamer just like me, just like you guys, and he GM'd a lot and realized, oh my gosh, you know, it's so cumbersome to manage all of this stuff on paper. It's horrible. You have to shuffle through pages, you have to go through books, if they're published adventures, and there's not anything in one centralized place. And being a developer, you thought, oh, I can fix this. But the technology wasn't really where he wanted it to be. So he said, okay, this is an idea. I'm going to put it on the shelf. And I'm going to focus on this other idea, which was Army Builder. And then he built that. And then he oversaw the development of Hero Lab. And then finally, technology was where he wanted it to be in order to create Realmworks. And so that was his baby. That was his idea from the beginning. And what's really cool and exciting is that the whole Realmworks development team, which is like five or six people, they're all GMs. So they're all coming with their own experiences of what they've encountered at the table and what's caused issues for them. And really, they're just trying to fix those issues and make it easier for other GMs in the future.
I'm gonna put a very blunt synopsis on what as a lazy dungeon master, it's tools that you can use to put together a fleshed out campaign while being lazy. Yeah, I think it's just like, yeah, I mean, like, I like to take little notes and everything like that, but I mean, by the time I come up with a stack of pages of reference material this thick, I'm just like, I'm just glazed over. I don't end up using half of it, but I mean, like, if it's in all one located place, it's kind of nice.
I used to have that problem as a DM where you forget what that character was like.
Yeah.
You know, like, something early on in the adventure, you forget. It's a totally different character now.
But I was looking at this tool, I'm like going, wow, this really, like makes it clear what it takes to be a good GM.
I realized I'm not fit for the job.
Yeah. I've been building my own custom campaign for Hollow Earth Expedition. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Oh yeah, that kind of like
I have indeed.
We have friends who play explorers and archaeologists and
I've been building my own world, and it's been this idea that I've had in my head for like years now, and I've just been so overwhelmed by putting it down on paper. And oh my goodness, can I get lost in my world now when I'm putting into Realmworks, because it's just, there's some great prompts when you're creating people and places and things within your world. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, huh, I never thought about that. That would probably actually be really interesting to know about this particular character. And then suddenly I've gone down this rabbit hole. And it's great because it's stuff that I've never thought about before. And it's going to make my world more believable and really just a much more vibrant world in the end for my players. But I know I'm not creative enough of a person to do that on my own. So it's been really fun, actually, to try it out on my own. I've run a couple of published adventures through it. I just put in the adventure in the back of the 13th Age book for my family recently, and that was fun to run, but it's a lot less creativity on my part, but still cool to try out.
What is your like your favorite tool, like kind of favorite feature of Realmworks, for both one for the user side and one for DM?
You say DM?
Yeah, GM, DM.
Yeah, I almost did it too. Sorry.
It's okay. I grew up on Dungeons and Dragons, so that's what I grew up on. Let's see. So, I think for GM, it would be the storyboard where you can create your plot outlines. I'm a very visual person, so when I am trying to build a story or build my world, it's really helpful for me to plot out what I envision the story being, and then building out my world from there. And it's so nice to not have to, you know, take a separate piece of paper and, you know, chicken scratch, draw out my storyboard and erase it. I can do it all there in the program and then eventually connect it to the world that I build later on. Hooray, saving time. So that's definitely my favorite aspect as a GM. For players, I think my favorite part is, there's the player view window, which let me give a little bit of backstory on. When you are a GM and you have bits of information about the people, places, and things within your world, you can actually reveal each individual piece of information to players. So if you have, like, Bob, the blacksmith, And he is, you know, the town blacksmith. He is the, I don't know, the spy for the big bad, and some other pieces of information. You can actually reveal to the players he's the blacksmith, and then later on reveal that he's the spy for the big bad. And only the information that you reveal to your players can be shared with them. And so when the player edition comes online later on, in the next month or so, they'll only see in your world the stuff that you've revealed. And right now, what you can do is share it with them via the player view window, which is a window that you can show on your computer or on an external monitor. So when I GM using Realmworks, I set up my big, you know, 60-inch flat screen next to the gaming table and put the player view window on there. It's pretty epic. So for me right now as a player, again, because I'm a very visual person, I love having the player view window there because I can, if my GM puts up like a picture of the NPC we're talking to, suddenly I can visualize the person that I'm talking to, and it really just it makes me feel like I'm a part of the game in a way that I haven't really felt before.
Sounds pretty cool.
Are there plans to bring this over to the iPad?
So that's a great question.
Stole the question.
You might have noticed that right now we only support Windows. So some Mac users are sad, and we apologize to you all. We would love to be able to have HeroLab on the Mac, or Realmworks on the Mac. We do have HeroLab on the Mac. Don't want to cause any confusion. Awesome. There's some background of why we don't have it on the Mac right now. If you're interested, go check out our forums. But what we are going to have in the future is Realmworks on the web as a web app.
Oh, that'll help.
Yeah.
So that is going to also be our tablet solution as well. We may look at native apps down the line, but right now our focus is on the web. And our first major step towards the web is actually a web-based player access, which is going to be similar to the player edition. The client version of Realmworks, but it's going to be on the web. So you're going to be able to just bring up a browser and see all of the revealed information just on any device that you want, as long as it's connected to the internet.
So Noob, you ever GM before?
Nope.
Okay, so Noob's never GM, as his name would say.
Let's point at
Noob. So you know he didn't GM before. What kind of experience would he have with this tool?
Well, I can speak with experience actually to that. My first game with Realmworks, where I GM'd and used Realmworks, was actually my first game GMing ever. So I was that noob actually when it came to sitting behind the digital GM screen. It's really, I think, not that intimidating, especially since we have all the
Sorry about that. We had Ben show up. He's very distracting.
Got it.
He shows up and ruins everything.
Everybody say hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I'm a diversion.
That's true.
He is. Sorry about that. Continue on.
Okay. No problem. I feel like there's some great prompts to sort of get the ideas flowing, and that was fantastic for me. I also recommend if you want to use a pre-published adventure, or when we have the content market come online, which is planned for later this year, you can just grab a published adventure from, purchase, let's be honest, a published adventure from a publisher and use it that way. But honestly, I think it's pretty darn easy to just put together enough content to create a one-shot game system. I think any suggestions I can give you are just suggestions that I would give to any first-time GM, regardless of whether or not you're using Realmworks. I recommend, if you can, to GM a game that you've played before, just because GMing for the first time in a system you aren't familiar with players that aren't familiar with the system, that's a lot of new at once, but I think that's just general
lots of
first-time
looking
GM
up.
Advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of rule looking up, sitting there, and just like, screw it, we're doing a house rule. This is, you're going to roll this. Yeah. This is how we do it.
Ben's a game dabbler. He does a little bit of everything. Yeah.
So they have
GM should
deal.
Not buy pizza or beer. The GM is provided with the food because it's a lot of work. Or it That's can true. Be a lot of work.
That's true.
And depending on your players, too, because I know it's sometimes I'm satisfied with just the good old hack and slash of like, I'm going to, like, you got a dungeon? Okay, cool. There's monsters. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to level up.
Remember that time where you blew someone up with your sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No, it was a great axe.
Oh, we're not getting into this again. You know, about your great axe.
To the marketplace.
Yes.
The you know, you said preloaded adventure, but it looked to me like you could just sort of buy pieces like you know, or maps and maybe just some elements rather than like a whole adventure.
Yeah, that's what we're anticipating being available. Honestly, it's all going to come down to what the publishers want to sell, and some of the publishers have already said we're just going to sell a campaign setting. So, for instance, I think we have the Freeport Companion that is coming from Green Ronin, and we have some other great campaign settings as well. It's not just going to be adventures. And then we're also going to allow users to sell and share content. So if you're someone who maybe doesn't really have an opportunity to run many sessions, but you love world building and you love creating content, build it in Realmworks and you can sell it or share it via the content market. So
that's when you were saying you love a good, you know, sometimes just a dungeon crawl.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I noticed was on there. You could just sort of whip one together fairly quickly.
Do you mean I can sell my ideas for the internet monies? I'm going to make internet money?
Maybe some Bitcoin.
For real money?
Maybe better than real money, Bitcoin.
Our a beta user actually creates beautiful maps, and she's actually planning to sell her maps via the content market once it comes online.
Now, are you allowed to send them out for free if you're like a really nice guy or gal?
Wait, what was that?
You allowed to just send them out for free if you're a really nice guy or gal?
Yeah, if you want to do that, go ahead.
You're not nice though, Rob.
I said if you are a nice guy or gal, I'm
so,
not.
So, I mean...
Yeah. Someone not like Rob.
Somebody not like me.
Yes. I can kind of wrap my head around, like, how you'd create more story-related, campaign-related, some of the assets. Is it all in-engine created when it comes to, like, artwork and things like that? Or do you, like, import assets from, like, you know, if you did your own, like, created your own map, do you have to, like, draw that out or digitally create that yourself and then import it into Realmworks?
Oh, so if you, not when you're getting from the content market, you're asking, like, if you're creating,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you'll create it in whatever tool you want to create it in. If you want to share it with others, it's probably best to save it to a file type that everyone can open.
Okay.
So, like, a JPEG or something like that. Okay. And then you just import it into the realm where you're going to be using it.
Okay.
And you'll be able to grab it, and see it and then share that image with your players. You could upload it in a file type that, you know, if you're using like Campaign Cartographer, they probably have their own file type and you can upload it that way, but then you have to have the program to open it.
Okay.
So that can cause complications if you're trying to share it with other people.
Keep it simple.
I think you mentioned on your website that you could even import like NPCs with their own backgrounds.
If someone creates them, definitely. You just get it off of the content market. And what's nice is, so if you find this NPC and you love everything about them except for the name, you just import it and then you can customize the content once you import it. So you can change the NPC's name so that it
fits your
world.
So if you want Blind Pew, you can set him up. And then if somebody doesn't like Blind Pew, you can change it to...
just erase him.
You
can just
Blind
name him
Ben.
Or Blinken.
Blinken! I love that movie.
Who doesn't?
Nice, Matt.
Ben is also the only one in our circle who's actually played
Hollow
Earth. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, Hollow Earth?
Hollow Earth, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome!
She's actually using that to create a campaign in there.
What?! What?!
You get in, yeah, we went over that, so... Yeah,
stupid children and the tornado warnings and all that crap!
Ben works with children for a living.
It's kind of terrifying, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they let me work with kids.
Dude, we can make the Ben RPG.
And I wouldn't want to play it.
I wouldn't want to play it.
That sounds scary.
Oh, I want to play it.
I don't want to upload my prototypes to you.
What's your favorite tabletop game?
Oh gosh, that's a hard question. One thing that's nice about working for Lone Wolf is it's your job to get to know all of these different RPGs. So I've been getting to know a lot of them recently. I've been trying to expand out of the D&D Pathfinder world recently. Pathfinder's always been my go-to game system for a while now. But I've recently been playing 13th Age, and I've been having a lot of fun with that. The new Fantasy Flight, Star Wars Edge of the Empire, played that recently. That was pretty fun. I'm building the campaign in Hollow Earth Expedition. I played that back at Gen Con, I think, like 3 years ago, and just had a blast. So I mentioned just offhand that I was building a campaign, and that our company owner said, oh, I want to play. So that's gonna be fun. getting to run that for some staff members in Realmworks. No pressure, you know, running a game with our software for the rest of the company. but I don't know. It's hard to pick a favorite just because I think there's pros and cons of all of them. I really like the narrative-based games recently, but it's always fun to sort of hack and slash, like you guys were saying, every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
You know, I was noticing another product on your website, card management.
Oh, Card Vault. Yeah, that's for like collectible card games, like Magic the Gathering and all
I
that.
I actually have used that. That one's...
You've used that?
I've seen like something like it. The name sounds awfully really Card Vault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm a Magic player.
So you like organize your collection and put it all in? And...
Deck?
I'm a very poor Magic player.
What deck do you play?
Goodness. I think my favorite deck was probably white. Just all basic white. I had some Sarah Angels that I got by giving puppy dog eyes to a guy when I was like... 11 or 12. So those are
no, not even any artifacts with white.
Yeah, no. I had a mean white deck.
Mono white. Mono white. Monolithic white.
That is a lot of white.
Kind of like northern Wisconsin. Oh,
we finally got rid of our white. It's
and
nice.
Southeastern Wisconsin.
Oh.
Which, by the way, you know who...
And this room.
Right.
Complete side
yes.
point.
This room.
Complete side point. You know who complains incessantly about the snow in Wisconsin?
You.
New Orleans.
New... What was that word?
No,
this goes with the
in New Orleans
thing.
You talk sparkly. To the locals and they're like, oh, you're from Wisconsin. Oh, you send us all your snow and it floods down here.
Like we make it, suckers.
We do make it rain.
That's what they get
barely
for living
they,
in the bottom
they watch,
of a soup bowl.
They, it was even on like the regular local news. They watched the news talks about the snow melting in Wisconsin.
You know what? New Orleans, you're on note right there.
You're gonna slip on an entire state due to a fact that Larry told you.
First of all, New
what
Orleans
was that
is a
word?
City.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. It's a city state. Sorry about that.
But
it's a metropolitan area.
More than one local talked to me about that, and then I even saw it on their local news, and it was kind of funny. And I told them they should blame Minnesota, but apparently Minnesota runs west.
You are like so, you are like so close to the edge of the off-topic shot.
Yeah.
You are
all
so
right.
close to
so,
it.
So back to
what
it.
Are you talking about? Let's stay off topic.
Are you looking for beta testers for your path or Hollow Earth game?
Beta testers?
I don't know.
It's just a game I'm putting
in. He came in the middle.
I haven't rolled dice in a super long time. They're sitting in my car, and I'm freaking out that I can't roll.
I just need to roll.
I just need to throw a
d20. Well, you guys are in the Midwest. Do you guys go to Gen Con?
Yeah, I was there last year. My dad and I my dad has a very complicated relationship with Gen Con, which he's explained on the air many times.
Yes. Well, me too, because it's the same relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we...
You left Milwaukee, you bastards. I hate you.
My dad's been going
but I love you.
You know, where Parkside area, like, you know, this tiny little ho-dink.
and he thought they got too commercialized. And I finally dragged him last year, and he loved it. I was like, you should just listen to me.
We did like 20 interviews there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 20.
Yeah, it's a crazy amount of
Most of us around here have sore feelings that they left us.
But yeah, I dragged my dad last year. He loved it, so we're definitely going again next year.
The old people are butthurt, basically.
Yeah, we cover a lot of weird stuff. A
lot of chairs.
Well, Gen Con's not weird, but we have a pretty wide group.
Well, what I was saying is there's usually a couple of great Hollowworth games at Gen Con. So
when time?
You should hit those up.
Did you guys play it at MGC this year?
No.
Because MGC, by the way,
anybody was running a game.
Here's our free MGC plug, by the way. MGC also has board and RPG games
Midwest
and card games.
Gaming classic.
And,
sorry
I
about
was
that.
Trying to plug Nexus there, but you stomped on it.
Sorry about that.
Because that's Milwaukee is trying to revisit its glory days.
Oh yeah, we're restarting doing pen and pencil type gaming.
Pen and pencil. No paper.
I do that every time.
No paper whatsoever.
I do that every time.
It's rolled on
really,
your forearm.
Really hard to remember
anything. Got your inventory on your calf.
That's right.
Don't even ask where the local map is.
No matter what it is, though, Larry's going to cheat, so it doesn't really matter.
Rob's got a real flat chest.
And win.
Yeah, he does.
Should I have boobs?
I wouldn't mind.
I don't know. I mean, right. I mean, it's up to you, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off-topic shot. We're talking about Rob's boobs.
I'm gonna play Tom here, and I want to ask you what your website is.
Slowly and enunciate.
It's actually pretty easy to remember. It's www.getrealmworks.com. See, very easy. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. So if you are on any of those, you can find us there. We're Realmworks on Facebook, but you can find us as Lone Wolf Development on Google Plus and Lone Wolf Devel on Twitter. So
awesome!
Come say hi to us. We also have forums, which actually are very popular with our users and also just people interested in our products. The development team is on there all the time asking technical questions, non-technical questions, so you can come talk to me or any other staff member, basically, and ask your questions if you have some burning things you need to know before you are interested in buying Hero Lab, Realmworks, or Army Builder.
Are you guys heading out to BFIG this year?
We are not, no.
Aww.
We are going to PaizoCon and to Gen Con. Those are two conventions.
Awesome.
Come to Nexus.
Yes, come to Nexus. Doing Wisconsin proud. It's Nexus.
Drunk Nexus Larry.
Like I said, I'm from the Midwest, so I would love to do some more Midwest shows. It's just difficult flying us from California out to the Midwest.
The Nexus is looking to be pretty large.
Is it?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. They got a pretty big following right now. But anyway, I'm done plugging Nexus for a little bit.
Okay.
For like 5 minutes.
It's time for the shout-out section. Would you like to shout out to anybody?
Oh my goodness. Well, I guess I'll shout out since there's all of those storms. Shout out to my family. Please be safe. I know there's some storms down in Illinois, so they actually had a lightning strike in their yard yesterday, so for real, be safe.
Awesome.
No. But like parts of the tree like rained down on the house. It was pretty intense, and it's
so it's badass, and nobody got hurt.
Rob, you left work today before wicked like, jealous. Shit hit the fan. Like. It
really?
Was really bad in Waukesha.
Waukesha.
I leave work at
it's
noon.
It's pronounced Waukesha.
Yeah, Rob takes half days every day.
That is like my full day?
So, yeah, but legitimately, driving home, I got three radio interruptions for emergency alerts.
I got one on my
I live there!
I got one on my iPhone.
Oh, I should probably... Today. I was really considering not coming down. I was just like,
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, because I was trying to talk to Noob, like, should we go out even because of all these storms and stuff, and I was saying, about how I'm not sure if Travis would even come down just because of all the storms and the tornado warnings.
Nothing slows down G2B.
That's right.
That's true. Nothing.
We're Wisconsin proud, damn it.
Except for small technical difficulties.
There is those.
Which, we're not stopping, just people won't notice what we're doing because it's not recording.
Right.
Something weird like that.
It's only happened, what, 4 or 5 times
this episode.
Hey, yeah. I mean, out of like 30 episodes, that's like...
Yeah.
There's been two. We're okay. All right.
Robert's
okay,
great. That was a good practice. Let's do it.
All right, now let's turn the camera on.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, isn't there supposed to be a red light on or something?
So anyway...
So we were in shout-outs, and anyone else?
I have one
for sure.
Why don't you you want to do your shout-out first?
Well, you can do yours.
I'll do mine. I'm going to do my shout-out to our missing G2B member, Tom. Everybody, just, you know, repeat after me. I'm really sorry you got that nasty syphilis, Tom.
I'm really sorry you got that nasty syphilis, Tom.
We are really...
Yeah.
Damn you, noob!
Our hearts and antibiotics go out to you.
They do.
Unless you create a super syphilis, then screw you.
Gets anything from anybody.
Aww, that's sad.
Yeah, because everybody's an asshole to me, too.
I was trying to give you some loving, but you were all like, no, no. You're even presenting yourself.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give one out to Noob's butt that apparently hurts. Oh. Larry!
I am goddamn butt hurt over here.
Hey, Noob, what's the capital of Switzerland?
I believe it's Bern.
I believe it's Bern!
You are correct, sir!
Bern!
Oh, why do I do this?
Geography jokes for the win.
Oh, nice. You just got schooled by geography.
That was so amazingly geeky. I'm proud of my pocket protector right now.
Mm-hmm.
Larry!
Larry's your pocket protector?
Well,
he's the pocket defender.
No, so we often talk about certain loves almost every episode, like, let's say, Mech Force or robots. We need to mention that, Amigas and Vectrexes.
Star Trek?
See, now we have those in our search criteria. But
and the Vectrex people are like, damn, you didn't mention the Vectrex this episode. Oh, I'm sorry. The two Vectrex listeners go, damn.
So well, exciting this week. Our overlays came. We talked about new development on old systems several times. And one of the games that was created post-death of the system, death in quotes, is yet another Space Invaders, or Yars. And the original cartridge didn't come out with overlays, but someone took the time to make one. Ian, out of the UK, took the time to make a really great overlay. And here's one of them.
And that is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. I'm really happy with it.
And he says that's the factory second?
Yeah, and that's kind of... This is a second.
I'm going to show her it. So
this we're is, number two.
See it on the main camera.
We're number two.
Yeah.
We're number two.
And, you know, we've also talked about how great the Vectrex community is because, you know, they're just nice people, you know. They're willing to help you out and stuff. When I ordered two of these, you know, he felt kind of bad about the fact that it was a second. So he threw in this pole position overlay. That was it was also a second, but he threw that into, and that was really cool. You know, they're just a nice thing. You know, it made my day. I was just so excited all day. You know, like, wow, it's just so cool to get that kind of surprise. You know, you don't always get that. You know,
that was really nice of him.
He does have a few more of these left. He wanted me to make sure to mention that they are the seconds. So, you know, he doesn't want you to be disappointed. But I got to tell you, these are beautiful.
That doesn't look very disappointing to me.
No, I think they're awesome. Great. And so I'm very happy with that. So we're going to put his website on our website. So if you would like to get one of those overlays, he has a few left. So, and they weren't that much. So it was also very fair, especially with the art that it is. So,
yeah.
Big shout out to Ian of the UK.
Awesome. Well, thanks for Liz for coming on.
See,
I didn't mess it up. I eventually was going to mess that up. Those stupid words.
Words.
And thank you for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. And as always, we wonder why you You what? Did it again.
Yeah,
every time, Larry.
Every time.
We want to close the show, Larry.
You know what? I wanted to mention
your
that.
Your hand is getting awfully close to my mouth hole.
The RealmWorks website will be on our site.
As always, all links are on our website. Do you want to run that by him one more time? Nope.
Sorry, you weren't looking at me.
You zoned out there for a second? Like, why the hell did I come on this show?
Why wouldn't she zone out? I mean, look at us.
No, you can find us on www.getrealmworks.com.
Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for watching yet again, though I wonder why you did.
Hey.
No, you're not either.
Ain't much else to do on a Thursday night.
Y'all suck.
That's, so does Noob.
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.